Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Our latest bonus episode.
Woohoo!
I know I shouldn't say it, but I'm really enjoying the bonus episode.
Me too.
So, at least there's two fans, not.
My friends are loving them too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And we feel like you're loving them too because we keep getting lots of confessions.
Mm-hmm.
So keep them coming. We are nothing without you. So I will kick it off. Somebody said, when I see people I know in town, I'll take a longer route around them or fake a phone call to avoid small talk. I never have the energy for it.
I've done that a few times.
Oh, 100%.
Calling, like, a photo in my phone. I'm like, yeah. Whatever comes up.
Yeah. David did it on the bus before. Somebody that he knows. And the person did it to him as well. And they both, like, kind of clocked it. They did it to each other. And we're laughing about it. I thought that was funny.
Oh. So I purposely get caught lying about small things and pretend to be really bad at lying so people won't suspect me when it matters.
My jaw is on the floor here at that level of deception. Oh my God. That's like so clever, but like...
calculated.
Devious girl. Slytherin for them.
Slytherin. Would they be Slytherin?
Yeah, cunning. Love.
Oh, yeah, cunning. Yeah, yeah.
We love
yeah.
a cunning girl though.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I went home with my best friend's ex on a night out recently. Oh. They've been broken up for years at this stage, pretty much since we all left home for college, but he was her first love. She lives in Oz, but I'm sure word will get back to her unless I tell her soon. I actually think there could have been something between us, but I'm afraid of her reaction.
Mm.
No, that's bad vibes.
But he was her first love. Not.
No, I went home with my best friend's ex.
Yeah, but years ago from college.
Oh, no, I know, but there's still like a level of courtesy that you should.
No, she should definitely tell her. But I think if like there was something between someone, that like an honest conversation and then... if your friend is a bit weird about it, then...
yeah, I think just you need to just tell the
be
person.
Honest.
Yeah. See how they react.
Yeah. Like, I do get girl code and all that, and I'm...
yeah.
You know, scouts on her with the girls.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like, definitely have an honest conversation with your pal.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes.
Oh, bridesmaid one. My friend from school asked me to be bridesmaid with her sister. I haven't spoken to her in about 4 years, except maybe in a pub at Christmas. Whoa. I feel bad as she must have not have anyone else, but we aren't really close. I would have been surprised to have even been asked the wedding, never mind being a part of it. Oh, God.
Oh, she obviously feels...
yeah, that like...
she like obviously values your friendship or like looks up to you. Oh, yeah. That's lovely.
So when you're getting married, like, it is such a precious role asking your, like, your pals to be a part of your wedding, you know? So
I have seen lots of TikToks about that, though, where, like, it's more in America that, like, some people are like, I don't have friends. So, like, you pay people to be, it's like a service.
What?
That people will be your bridesmaids. You should defo offer yourself up.
No, I told you.
You'd make some quiche.
I only do shit like this for my friends and
yeah.
family. So the amount of people that would be like, Neve, you should get into events, like all the things you do. And I'm like, absolutely
no.
not. I just like catering to my friends and family.
But it's a thing, like, especially in the States.
How much are you paying, though? I wonder how much
you
pay.
And you know what else I saw, right? I saw this TikTok the other day.
TikTok. Our segment should be like, what I saw on TikTok.
Well, it basically is. We need to, oh my God, we need to rename it. That's literally what it is. And it was... the difference between like traditions here, like in Ireland and the UK versus America. So like in America, they, all the bridesmaids pay for all their own stuff, like pay for their dresses, pay for their hair, pay for the makeup. And like, they were like, I think it's so crazy that, you know, you're expected to pay. Like, why wouldn't they pay for themselves? But like here for us, like,
yeah.
could you imagine?
I know.
Like, I couldn't imagine picking bridesmaids and being like, I want you all to get this dress, now go pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel if you've asked somebody to do that, like, it's, you're taking care of it.
I don't know anyone who has ever been, I wouldn't say made, I would say asked to buy their own things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear if anyone has been asked as a bridesmaid to buy their own stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's not very common here.
It's not.
I do think, like, look, if you don't like the shoes that the bride has picked out, maybe like, okay, you can buy your own shoes then.
See, or, I would be of the mindset of like, whatever the bride wants, I don't like, I don't care. Like, if they're like, I want that, I'd be like, okay, perfect. Even if I didn't like it, I'd just get it. Yeah.
So like, I've done that before. When really I had uncomfortable shoes for her bridesmaid dresses, and I was like, I can't, like, they were really uncomfortable. She was like, yeah, don't worry, get another pair then. And I was like, okay, perfect.
Mm. My friend, like, Ado, I think she's really short, and I think she thinks she has like height dysmorphia when it comes to me. Yeah. I think she thinks I'm really short as well. Or no, sorry, opposite. She thinks I'm really tall, but I'm not. She's just tiny.
Yeah.
So like, for her wedding, she basically had me in these kitten heels, and I was like, Aiden, like,
yeah.
She's like, no, but you're, I just don't want you to be towering over me. And then like, when I put them on, she was like, oh yeah, oh god. And I like, I was like a little hobbit going up the aisle. But I literally was like, I was like, yeah, cool, I'll wear them. Yeah. I don't care. But like,
but I do think if it comes down to like a shoe, if someone isn't comfortable, you're not going to see them.
No, yeah, like, if I wouldn't care as a bride, but I'm just saying, like,
for others,
for me as a bridesmaid, I'd be like, yeah,
whatever she says,
whatever you want, you know. But like, I think it was so foreign to me thinking of like asking my bridesmaids to pay for their own things, just because it's just not really a done thing in Ireland. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that, so it was like foreign to me.
So we've just got some stats in.
Go on.
For renting a bridesmaid, so. Costs are between $1,000 to $2,000 for renting a bridesmaid.
You should too.
Plus additional fees for speeches, $200. Attendance pre-wedding events, $2,000. Hen party planning, $500. Basic hire bridesmaid services, stand in at the wedding, walk down the aisle, attend wedding reception, take pictures both before and during the wedding.
Oh yeah, this is what I was wondering. Like, do you be like, yeah, I was hired, or do you create a backstory? But they said that you create a backstory of how they know the bride or couple, help the bride choose her dress, emotional support, assistance on the day of, reducing drama and helping keep the peace.
That's kind of like a good way. Someone just coming in who doesn't know anyone, has no loyalties to anyone, is just kind of going, if someone's drama.
It's kind of like nearly like a planner function. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A planner.
You know the way, like, you'd hire people for services for your wedding. Like, I think that sounds good.
Yeah.
My God. That's something for you to look into.
Oh, no. It's a lot of work.
A lot of money.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't know them. I wouldn't have the grah for it.
Speech. Oh, my God.
Grah. I'd be like, ChatGPT.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, moving on. Although that is very interesting. Anyone who's very good at planning stuff, maybe that could be a little venture for you.
Passive income.
Moving on. During COVID, I lost my job, and it was when OnlyFans was first out and everyone was talking about it. Would you have ever done OnlyFans?
Me personally, no. But like, I do not judge people who do it.
I feel like if I was wind back to when I was 22, right, and when I was single, I probably would have done it. Quick bop. Now, I wouldn't be showing any nudies or anything. Because I used to stand in press for these stupid press things, holding a lotto sign on the top of Grafton Street, freezing, holding like a little horse.
Yeah, but is OnlyFans... is it not like sexual content?
No, it doesn't have to be, I don't think.
Oh, really?
No, I know a girl that just has her feet up there. It can be anything. I feel like if I was to go back to my 22-year-old self, I probably would, to make it a bit quick.
Yeah, get the bag, baby.
Just in a bikini and all that. Yeah. Do you find a bikini and underwear the same thing?
It's crazy. Like, they are, but they're not.
Aren't they? Thank you.
It's cracked.
Thank you.
Like, they're the exact same.
But they're not, though.
But they're like, you're showing the same part of your body.
But they're just different.
It's mad.
But would you feel like if I'm in a bikini in front of David, you'd be like, ah. But if I'm in a brand knickers in front of David, you'd be like, oh.
It's so weird.
I know, but I'm wearing the same, the same amount of skin.
I know.
Blows my mind.
Now, I know you wear vests, so I don't think I'd mind if you're in your little vest in front of David.
I'm coming out of vest season now. Guys, who doesn't wear a vest in the winter?
Most people.
When I told Vesta one time I had a vest, she like nearly spat her pint. She was like, sorry, what do you want?
And you said it.
I pulled down my little top. I was like, a vest.
I'm pretty sure it had like a little bow on it as well.
It did. It was cute. With a little rose. Your little rose.
Your own fans career, sweetie.
Some people might be into that. Zaddies. Okay. Anyway, back to where we were. So during COVID, I lost my job, and when it was OnlyFans, it was when it was first out and everyone was talking about it. Drowning my sorrows one night, I set up account. Mm-hmm. Okay. I actually made some money, but then I got too nervous about people finding out.
Yeah, but like, shouldn't you just like
own it?
Or not put your face in it? Would that work?
Yeah.
Like, you just don't.
See, the thing is, like, right, it's just, I feel like Ireland, it's like the Catholic guilt. There's such a thing about Irish people. Oh my God, she's like selling her, you know, photos. Where in America, like, nobody gives a fuck. Or in America, now, and I know sometimes American can be on like the other end of things and it's a bit, whoa, whoa. But like in Europe, in European, like, I feel like they're quite, not sex, they're sex positive and they're very positive about things like that. Where I just think in Ireland and like, we're still in that, I think we're slowly coming out of that generation now, but like, I feel like our generations are like, oh no. Like, I'd love to ask a Gen Z or the Gen Z A or whatever, Alpha, what they think about someone in a bikini and lingerie. Are they the same to them? Do you know?
No,
so I feel like it's for us, it's like a Catholic thing, I would think.
Yeah.
Your turn.
No, speak your shit, girl.
No, girl, you're on this one.
God, sorry, I'm on the guy's left. Okay. When I'm on the bus sometimes, I won't bother. Oh, I hate this one. When I'm on the bus sometimes, I won't bother putting on my headphones while I'm scrolling. Sorry, Nessa, but if it's just one or two stops, I'm not going rooting them to get them out of the bag. You are a scourge to transport, my friend. No.
You know who that is? Like, you know, I feel like Jamie could have wrote that in, even though he doesn't really get the bus, but he is the worst for having his phone on loud, going through reels. And the thing is, and
reels. I'm reels, sorry.
And he's just flicking. And I'm like, turn it down. And then when he answers the phone, like, the volume is on 100%. And I'm like, drop it down to at least 25.
That's crackers to me. There's so many of you people loose in society. And look,
don't eat your lunch on a bus or any public transport in front of Nessa.
It's, if you could just look at it as like a communal taxi, okay? You wouldn't be carrying on like that if we're all sharing a taxi together. A bit of decorum, please put your headphones in.
You could never do Uber share like they do in the States.
Oh my God, I did it once when I was in Miami because my cousin wanted it. And I felt like, I felt like I was like in Grand Theft Auto or something. Like, I felt like I was on a mission, like a side quest.
Yeah.
So weird.
Not for you. Maybe a bit for me. Be yapping in the ears of the random people going to the same spot or in and around. But going to propose to my girlfriend this weekend. No, she listens to this.
Oh my God. We need to hear a backstory.
We do.
That's so cute. You need to come on our podcast, both of you, and play Mr. and Mrs.
100%. Oh, this is so one for me. I need to watch. I need to read this out.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Me and my son watch The Real Housewives together. I hope I have that relationship with my son.
You will.
I really do. He's only a baby. Okay. He's only a baby. Fair. So he only sees the colours anyways. And if I have to watch one more Dancing Fruit, I will go insane. Come here, I'll be watching my newborn baby with the housewives. Yeah. I was like, that's Luann. That's Ramona.
The baby's first
that's
name.
That's Kyle Richards. Like, say, Kyle. Say Kyle. Say Kyle.
The latest season, like, I've given up on Beverly Hills.
Oh, Beverly Hills is woeful this year.
It's gone to the dogs.
Year. Salt Lake was amazing. And if there are any housewives, girls, the Grand Dame has gone to jail.
I can't get into Salt Lake City. And like, every
Salt Lake, what? You can't get into Salt Lake City?
I know, yeah. I keep trying. I need to persevere.
You do. Go back. It's incredible.
Okay. Yeah, everybody says that.
Oh, it's so good. Receipts, proof, timelines.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm on a rant. Let's go. Next one.
Okay. Our finale for the week. I'm constantly checking my friend's location. I don't even know why, but I can't help myself. I watch them like they're my little Tamagotchis.
Oh my God. Neve, me in your ears. It's taking out our phone. And I do that all the time. Find my iPhone. I've people, James Kavanagh's in Kilkenny. Lena's in Dublin 14. Oh, is she on a date? Paddy's in Dublin 4. Philly Rogers is in Dublin 16. Michael's in Howth. Tara's in Dublin 6.
Okay, right. Okay.
I love it.
But am I on yours? Because I keep getting these weird messages.
From me asking to be, see where you are. That's me.
No. Yeah, I keep getting these fucking pings being like, let Neve Cullen know you've arrived at your destination safe. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I...
But I don't think I'm on your hit list.
I think it's... I feel like everyone should have everyone.
I have David on. I have David
on. I feel
like
it's so important. You never know where you're going these days. Someone could snatch you straight out of broad daylight. But I'll know where you are because I have you on find my iPhone.
Fear not.
Neve is here.
Yeah, I love...
With her little Tamagotchis.
I love that. That's a great confession. That's actually a helpful tip.
Yeah. find society. Find my friends.
Right.
Okay then.
That's it for us. We enjoyed them a lot. We hope
we love them. And please stay tuned or stay peeled, as we like to call it these days.
Stay peeled out there, bitches.
Stay peeled. And don't forget to check out our main episode on Mondays. And if you have a confession or want to get in touch, send it in at unveil.goloudnow.com or reach me on the DM, Niamh Cullen X.
Off the fuck off. One hit wonder. Oh,
like
my
I took a fucking Adderall.
Whoa.
Whoa. I wish I could take them. They're only for ADHD years. You know, well, it'll be me. Okay. Completely anonymous, guys. Send them in. We love yous. Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.